Well, let's bring in Pat and find out how he's doing today. Feeling better today, Pat?
Feeling a little bit better.
All right.
Doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything for the weekend.
No. You're not going to go up. You're not going to go to the lake.
No. That's the end of that. So the forecast hasn't changed either. Today, showers, a gusty thunderstorm, mainly this afternoon. 80 degrees. Showers and a thunderstorm tonight, low 60s. Chance of showers and thunderstorm Saturday. Won't move out until Saturday night, mid-70s. I think it'll be partly sunny or partly cloudy Sunday, 80 to 85, and partly sunny on Monday with a high 90.
Will we be looking at any periods of sun at all today and tomorrow?
I don't think you'll see any sun today, at least from what I could tell right now. If you got anything, it would be minimal. And at this point right now, I don't really see much in the way of sun tomorrow. So,
and when should the thunderstorms and the showers start kicking off around here?
The main batch will wait until after 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, so prior to that, a little drizzle or a shower here and there, nothing more than that. So it's after 2 o'clock, and they'll be on and off tonight and tomorrow, and then out by 6 p.m. tomorrow.
So on and off, so it's not going to be a complete rainy day.
No. Not like last year.
That's good.
That's how it was last year, if you remember.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. But, oh well.
So that's a scoop there. And tomorrow, let's see. Tomorrow's Saturday. So I will probably drive to Long Island to visit our dear friend, the lady, 96-year-old lady who fell and fractured her hip. You remember that story?
Yeah.
She's in a rehab on Long Island. So I'll probably do the drive there early and get back early. Sunday, got the 70th birthday party. And then Monday, I will just try to take it easy and prepare my weather for Tuesday when I will speak to you again. Dan Henry will be on. Dan Henry's on Sunday and Monday. AJ's on Saturday. Then we have Dan Henry Sunday and Monday. It's his first weekend on, so we wish him good luck.
Dan Henry, is that his real name or a stage name?
No idea.
Okay. People always tell, Marshall Miles, okay, what's your real name? I said, well, that's my real name. No, that's a made-up name. No, it's not a made-up name. It's my real name, honest to gosh. You know, it's one of those names. And Dan Henry is the same thing. Like John Smith, you know, there's certain names that seems like, okay, what's your real name? What are you hiding? You know.
Right. I mean, and, you know, a lot of people would ask me, you know, is it really Pat Pagano? I said, yeah, it is. I said, but technically, it's Pasquale Pagano.
Well,
Pat for short.
If I were to take my father's real name, his real name was Jacob Myliff. But he went into show business, and they told him that name's never going to work. So he changed it to Jackie Miles.
Okay.
So I'm officially Marshall Miles. But if he never changed his name, I would be Marshall Myliff, or the true name would be Moish Myliff. Now, can you imagine me using the name Moish Myliff on the radio?
No, not at all.
Moisha.
No.
Moisha. Moisha.
No, not so, at all.
And my father, you know, the name, here's Jackie Miles, here's Jacob Myliff. You know, there's just a big difference.
There is a big difference, yeah.
Well, anyway, so today I have a Doppler radar test on my liver. And so the bad thing about that is that, of course, there was no food after midnight, which we didn't have to worry about that. But I could only have a small amount of water to take my medicine this morning. So my mouth is so dry.
Very dry.
So dry. And I think what I'm going to do is suck on a Hall's cough drop, the worst cough drops in the world. Not Halls, pardon me, Ricola.
Oh.
Because they get so strong You got to spit them out. The menthol in them gets so strong, I have to spit them out after about 10 minutes. It's just
but
too much.
They will allow you to do that.
Yeah, but I can't like have a whole bunch. I'm pacing it. I'm going to take one about 7 o'clock for about 10 minutes, and that should get me through 9 o'clock with stop the dry mouth.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, I tell you.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And then tomorrow I go on Saturday for my my treatment on my knee once again. That's what my Saturday looks like. And then I'll come home and relax. And then Sunday, do paperwork at the house and enjoy my relaxing that day. And then Monday, come into work. And I'll be all alone because you won't be here.
No.
So I'll be all alone. I'll be thinking about you, Pat.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping to try to get at least some sleep. Over the next 3 days, but it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I wind up getting up early and then I can't get back to sleep again. So it's kind of tough when you're used to getting up at 2:45 each morning for all these years.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I know with me, I've gotten into a habit now where I go to bed early. I am asleep by about 7 o'clock. And then about 10:30, I wake up, go to the bathroom, and then I do a little work on my computer for a half hour to get me tired again, and then boom, I'm back asleep, and I sleep like a baby until 3:30, 3:45.
See, you have crazy stuff like me, too. By the way, did you catch the farewell show of Ellen DeGeneres?
No. Did you?
Yeah, I taped it. I had it on DVR. And I watched it early last evening, and it was good. Jennifer Aniston was on, Pink was on, who, of course, wrote the theme song for Ellen's show. Who else was on? I forget who else was on. A singer, I can't remember her name. Another singer. She was on. They showed a lot of clips. I think they did very well. They started it off with her first episode and how it looked as she was sitting on a couch watching herself, and that's how they ended it. She went back to the couch and turned around and looked at the camera. It was, it's kind of sad, but I said to myself, God bless. You just have to say to yourself, it is sad, but 19 years as a major talk show host on TV is something to be very grateful for.
Well, especially after she had her career nearly wiped out when she came out and she lost everything that she had.
That's correct, yeah. And remember that no one wanted to give her a show. She pushed and obviously she made a very, very big dent, in that whole movement. There's no doubt about that. But and she gave a lot of people a lot of money. It's interesting because I remember Oprah, Oprah's last show was kind of sad too. So, you just have to move on. Marshall, I wonder what they'll do, Marshall, when you and I have our last show.
They'll throw a party and applaud and say, don't let the microphone hit you on the way out.
Yeah, you're probably right. I bet you're right.
I know that's what will happen with me anyway.
probably with me too. It's funny because, we've been on the radio for a long time entertaining just the way, what's her name, does Ellen. Of course, you could see us, you could see Marshall on Facebook for a while. But again, to be on radio for a long, long time and command any kind of a show, to me, is a big plus.
Yeah, 52 years. This is my 52nd year of continual broadcasting and my 36th year of broadcasting out of Sharon.
God bless it. I'm 47 years broadcasting the weather. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it's that much.
I say that to myself all the time.
My goodness, I don't know.
I don't feel.
And you know what? The funny thing about it, you and I are not tired of it yet.
No, it's because it's just part of our lives. It's not really a job.
Yeah.
It's not really a job. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. I want you to get better every day.
Thank you, and I wish you the best with your test and everything. And I'll see you bright and early Tuesday morning.
All right, Pat. Have a good weekend.
Be safe, everyone.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio right through Memorial Day.